Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this.
Look out weekend.
Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown.
This is Sully Shapiro.
The Breakdown.
This is Vanity Fairy.
The Breakdown.
This is Brody Chandler.
The Breakdown.
I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi.
The Breakdown.
This is Catherine Joseph.
The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan.
The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Breakdown.
It's Saturday afternoon. That could have been one thing.
It's 3 o'clock. It's Saturday.
People are out about doing stuff, getting on with their lives.
Apart from us.
But you can listen to the breakdown any time, so that's all right. If you're listening when whatever time it is, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. It's the breakdown with me, Steve, and you, John.
Indeed.
Joel is in Leeds watching bands.
God.
I don't know.
He's wasting his life, that
way. He is. It's his birthday this week, though, so we'll let him off. Yeah. We'll let him off.
Happy birthday, Joel.
Happy birthday, Joel. For Wednesday, will be a couple of tracks from Joel. Well, not from Joel, thankfully, but Joel, tracks he suggested throughout the show this afternoon.
I would like to hear music by Joel.
I'll get him to work on it.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff. Not as big an album week as has been the case in previous weeks recently this year, but still some good ones to select from. I've gone with a left field suggestion. You don't know about it yet, do you?
Left field have got a new album?
It's not left field. But there will be music on the show this afternoon from the likes of Cloth, McCluskey, Sally Shapiro, Catherine Joseph, and you've got quite a few on your list, including...
Feeble Little Horse,
I've got that too.
Matt Berninger. Can't pronounce it properly. No.
Throw Muses, Jeffrey Lewis.
Courting.
Yes, plenty of stuff. Courting one of the bands Joel's seen today.
Yes.
We should start by telling people what we kicked off this week's show with.
Yes, that was Lou Tides, who is a new artist for The Breakdown, but we have actually played them, if that makes sense.
Because
Lou Tides is Tini Lieberson, who plays bass in Sharon Van Etten's band The Attachment Theory.
Yes.
But also a solo artist, this week announced their debut album, Autostatic. Which is
it in capitals?
It is all in capitals.
I got that.
And has an exclamation mark at the end.
Ooh.
And that was the
double
whammy. Album is out May the 23rd.
Excellent stuff. We're going to have a track from last week's Album of the Week from The Burning Hell in a couple of minutes' time. Preceding that will be Daughter of Swords. Daughter of Swords is the work of Alex Souser Monig and is releasing an EP called Alex on the 11th of April. By a psychic hotline. Played a track from it a few weeks ago. This is the second one to be played on the breakdown from the EP. This is Strange. And, as I said, Burning Hell after this with the Summer Olympics.
Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Ugh. Ugly jugglers and budgie smugglers on the boardwalks and beaches compete with the unlucky busker who covers Skinner and Sheeran and RHCP acid. This is the worst music in human history. Its success is a mystery, but just then you kiss me. And maybe you just really wanted me to stop yapping, but I forgot the musical horror show happening. And you and me and the Summer Olympics on TV, napping in the afternoon with the elm tree, the one with the fungal disease. Good times, bad wine, lips buzzing with the humming from the power lines. That summer with the Summer Olympics on TV. Your parents' basement had air conditioning, and there were all kinds of interesting things, like the commemorative plate from your christening and a toy from the 80s for long distance listening. A new 9-volt and we had it working. Hid in the bushes, did some casual lurking, pointing the antenna at the house of the cop who lived at the end of the block. It was you and me and the Summer Olympics on TV, napping in the afternoon beneath the elm tree, the one with the fungal disease. Good times, bad wine, lips buzzing with the humming from the power lines. That summer with the Summer Olympics on TV. After a hot day with no talk and less action, we stumbled on a brand new municipal attraction. Admission was steep and it looked unpleasant. It was called the Museum of Your Own Past, Future and Present. The guide was dressed in his fleece and his flannel. He pointed silently and unsmilingly at the didactic panel, which we read in our heads, and it said we're gonna stay together forever, but it will never get better than you and me in the Summer Olympics on TV. Napping in the afternoon beneath the elm tree, dying with the fungal disease. Good times, bad wine, lips buzzing with the humming from the power lines. That summer with the Summer Olympics on TV. Good times, bad wine, lips buzzing with the humming from the power lines. That summer with the Summer Olympics on TV.
The Burning Hell and Summer Olympics from the album Ghost Palace, last week's album of the week. Sadly, didn't chart. Well, it did, but 101. Yeah,
inevitably.
Before that, it was Daughter of Swords.
Yes.
Was it?
It was.
It was. Yes. And a track called Strange.
Yes, you're looking.
I'm looking at you because I'm trying to remember, and you wrote it down, and it's, I think it's in my head. So
I think so. I think it was Daughter of Swords and Strange.
Bingo. Right, now, this week's album of the week. Etienne de Crécy has never been played on The Breakdown before. Released his, well, his breakthrough album, Super Discount, debut album, 1997, so predates The Breakdown by 9 years, which would explain why he's not been played. Although he did do Super Discount 2 in 2004. Actually, that predates Breakdown as well, doesn't it?
It does.
And Super Discount 3 in 2015, so we missed that one. Mm. And he released a collaborative album in 2018 with Baxter Dury. The new one features a host of guest stars, including Damon Albarn, Alexis Taylor from Hot Chip. The first track I'm going to play features Kiro Kiro Benito. The album is called... John? The album is... I've not told you, have I? It's called Warm Up. It's called Warm Up.
I am Etienne de Crécy.
You are. You're not.
No,
No, Etienne de Crécy. Kiro Kiro Benito. Small screen. I'm going to follow it with another track from an album that came out this week from Courting, which you'll tell us all about after.
Pizza. This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Cutting and stealth rollback. I'm imagining that's not about surprise discounts in Asda. What is that
wish
about?
Wish it was. I couldn't say what it was about. I'm not a member of the band, unfortunately. But I think
that's unlike the Cutting that I know.
Indeed, yeah. The whole album is a bit of a... It's a bit of a surprise. It's a bit of a mishmash of industrial grinding rock. Like
all over the place, but in a good way.
More conventional indie alt pop. I really liked it. I thought it was excellent. And that was from their third album, which was released yesterday. As you said, they're in Leeds today playing... What's the name of the old day?
Dark Arts.
And they're also, because we always like to give plugs to bands who are playing in Sheffield, they are playing...
Yellow Arch.
Yellow Arch on April the 5th.
Before that, it was a track from the sixth album by Etienne de Crécy. Warm Up is the name of it, and that was Small Screen featuring Kira Benito. There'll be another track from that in the second hour. Time for Joel's first request. I realise I haven't got information about this, but it's a new track from Tune Yards, which previews a forthcoming album, which I cannot remember the name of right now, but I will look into that while we are listening to Limelight. What did I say I'd follow it with? Yes, I'm going to follow it with another track from last week that I didn't get round to playing, from Steady Holiday. Then it will be time for the 777. Well, John's 777. Mm-hmm.
This is Laura Allover from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
It's 3 a.m. I'm covered up to my head in sheets of linen.
Glad I got to that, albeit a week late. Steady Holiday, that is a new track from Steady Holiday called Seasonal Optimism. It's the work of Dre Babinski. Last released an album in 2023, Newfound Oxygen. You said we last played them on The Breakdown in 2023?
Yes.
So it must be from that album.
That was their fifth play, all in all.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Yes.
And before that, it was... I've removed it from the screen, John. You need to keep that list open.
I do. I think it's, I've got my iPad open with my notes.
Oh, it was last week's. It was Tune Yards, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
For Joel, a track called...
Limelight.
And that is from a forthcoming album, which is coming out on 4AD, called Better Dreaming. And it is out on 4th... No, not 4th of March. That's gone, hasn't it?
23rd of May, I'm
23rd of May. 16th of May.
Ooh,
you were close.
That was a week out.
You were close. It's time for your Treble 7.
It is indeed, yes. Right, I should have put these in order.
Probably.
As I did.
I've got them in order on here, though.
You have. Right, the first one is by Projector, who are a three-piece from Brighton, released their debut album, Now When We Talk, It's Violence, last year. And they did have a song out, I think it was last year, called Dubious Goals Committee, which we played. And this is a brand new track, which isn't on the album. It depicts three characters who all share a common contempt for their fellow men.
Oh.
And it's called The Sham! Exclamation mark. The Sham! Exclamation mark. The Sham! Another exclamation mark. And follow that up with two other tracks which are very short.
Well dressed, well hung, but I digress. Breakdown. Treble 7.
Very different songs, I would say, there in our treble seven. My treble seven.
Yeah, I've got one too.
Yes, you have. I'm claiming ownership of that one. That was Lone Striker, who is the solo project of Tom Brown, who's been an indie DIY scene veteran for a number of years, previously in Banque Royale of France and the excellently named Teenage Tom Petty's.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And that was Tom Brown. Lone Striker is his new persona. His self-titled album was released yesterday, and he spent the last 5 years making it. And that featured guest vocals from Billy Fuller of Beak. And before that...
Did it? It did.
Ah. Yeah, he's on another track as well. Yeah. And before that was Not Mike from Glee.
It wasn't Mike from Glee.
It wasn't Mike from Glee. There is very little information out there about not Mike from Glee. In fact, there's so little information, it might actually be Mike from Glee.
Oh, you think it's a big ruse?
It could be. Yeah. He might be playing 3D chess with us. But I've not even got his real name, but it appears to be a UK bedroom pop artist who's released just two singles so far, last month's Orange Hat Spinelli, and yesterday that track came out, which was called HelloWorld.html. I've got a feeling you saved it and thought, oh, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do.
File name will do.
And before
that was Projector and
The Sham.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was my 777.
It was. We are up to date. And now, normally we'd follow your 777 with my longest track. Mm. This is my longest track by proxy. This is Joel's longest track. So, right. For that reason,
yeah,
I'm going to double it with something short after of my own. But yeah, Joel suggested a track from the Circuit de Yeux album. Halo on the Inside is the seventh album by Hayley Foer under that moniker. And the track that Joel wanted to play, we realised, was a single earlier this year, Canopy of Eden. So instead, we've gone for Truth, which is 5 minutes and 6 seconds. And I'm going to follow it with a track from the excellent, excellent Clipping album called Dominator after this.
Thank you. Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Once again back, it's the incredible. Guess the feeling wasn't indelible. Masticated up all the edibles, still ain't tripping. Apathy had to make out of body the status quo. Avatar opportunity is creating the capital. And no cap, audiences are infinitely more valuable when they thinking they ugly and acting fat in a fashion. Kill yourself. Blue blocker chucks in a glowing screen. Blue baby bottles and soda stream. More pixel equal a brighter dream. You gotta function to know the scene. Still a dream killer. Straight edges learning how to lean. Silhouette is chilling with stilettos and a mean mug or something muddy. Better hope it's stronger than caffeine. Drink it, let them tell you. Cool enough to rock the metal skin like it was natural. Matter of fact, come on and touch it. Might be what you actually want. A waste of energy debating the mechanical for genitals when gender is so easily programmable. You know that. Beating it without leaving a bruise. Out your window, whatever you choose. Cameras are tracking your every move. So give them something that they can use. Modify energy with a click. Skin is impractical for a dick. What's a disease if you aren't sick? Consciousness is a memory stick. And that means that you can plug it in and feel what they believe. Drive it harder till you know them, you will never be relieved. In this moment at your fingertips is everything you need. In a world full of feeling for your impulses to feed. Long as you agree to some motor stroke elite, rubber free. It's rational and no compete. Keep the beat in fashion there will never be. Or elite, you let your passion drip down on the floor. Are you sure? You need to beat it, keep it score. 1-0 is all you need to overload. Crack the code, open the sequence, take it slow. So you know,
on the one and only.
Eyes up in the sky so you can see them when you're on your back. You might receive the day too, but the sun rays through satellites that ever replace the clouds. Beautiful as stars, you got more bars on mobile, don't you now? Get what you want, whatever the place, better be ready to go. You are a perfect picture, pulled out from your memory. So, this is what the face, your face, a face all glistening and golden showered and bright at the golden hour in the middle of the golden city. So pretty, give all your power because
sampling the 99.1 classic from Human Resource of the same name. That's Dominator from Clipping, their new album. What did I say it was called, John? Don't think I did I?
You didn't.
I did to you, but I don't expect you to remember. That's my list I'm looking at, isn't it?
Mm.
Where is it? Oh, there it is, highlighted blue. Dead Channel Sky, fifth album from them, out on Sub Pop, as all their albums have been. And it followed a track from Circuit de Dieu, Halo on the Inside, the seventh album from them, a track called Truth. Now, over to you for, I think, another new artist.
Well, I was just going to say, would you like another new artist?
No.
Oh,
yes, go shame. On. Go on, then. Go
I'm
on, then.
Play one anyway. This is Sorry Peach, with a comma in between Sorry and Peach.
Not according to my screen, but I'll take your word for it.
Ooh, that's what I have. Oh, well. They're from South Carolina. They're an all-female four-piece who have been recording since 2017. They've had two albums out, Don't Ask If I'm Okay in 2019 and You Were Never Mine in 2022. Their first music since then, it is called, all lowercase and all one word, My Head Is Bleeding. And this is Sorry Peach.
And it will be followed by something new from Catherine Joseph, friend of the show.
Darling,
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Like that new electronic sound, Catherine Joseph music. That is Harbour, brand new track from Catherine, collaborating with Lamont Campbell, who she worked on for a remix EP after her last album, For You Who Are the Wronged. New album, Catherine Joseph, We Were Made Prey, comes out in May, I believe. Sure, I read May somewhere. Did you read May?
They're all in May.
30th of May. It is indeed 30th of May. Sorry, Peach, before that, first playing The Breakdown for them. Now, we've nearly got through the first hour without you playing the new single from Matt Berninger
yes.
of The National. It's not happening, though, is it? It's going to happen now.
Right now, yes. They are taking a break, but Matt never sleeps. He is releasing a second solo album, Get Sunk, on May the 30th. They're all
the same date as Catherine Joseph, the audacity of it.
Playing End of the Road later this year, and is also playing Manchester's Albert Hall. Album features guest spots from Meg Duffy, Carol Resnick of Beirut, and the two people from The Walkman.
And this is called Bonnet of Pins. Back after the break.
¶¶
traces in the leaves. Never thought I'd see her here. Never thought I'd see her again. She sidewinders through the rooms with me, with a real cigarette and a styrofoam coffin. She's still wearing her father's feather jacket. She holds out her hands and I stand to receive her, trying to remember the last time I'd seen her. Somehow she looks younger now. She finishes off my drink and